Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Buchina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I want to thank you all for always tuning in and always being so loyal. I know I sent out a couple other short little videos. Let me just first say, almost always a mother. I was at the pool earlier today and did not realize that, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm trying to get my hair together. I did not realize that it was so loud out there, but the kids had fun, and that's all that really mattered to me. So anyway, I thank you for being here tonight. You all know I don't start the show without prayer. So let's just get into it. Now, I will let you know that I cannot see your comments. So if you're commenting, this is going to be interesting because I can't see it. So with that being said, I need you, if you're going to participate, I'm going to need you to call into the show and call into the live line, and then I'll connect you that way. And the show number is 914-338-1552. Once again, I can't see the comments, so this is going to be interesting because I can't see the comments, but we're going to keep it moving. But if you want to tune into the show or you want to log in, you can tune in. But if you want to log in, if you want to comment, please, or you could either, I would say text it to me, but I'm using that phone. But you can message me. You can Facebook message me. You can do it that way. Or you could actually call into the show live and actually be on the show. So I would love that. I love audience participation. So that number, again, before I go into prayer, is 914-338-1552. Now, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be doing this laptop thing right here, but we have a casualty with one of the cell phones we got in the pool, and I'm going to leave that right there. So with that being said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for the good times. We thank you for the not-so-good times. We thank you for the times that you've been with us, even we just did not know any better. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. But most of all, we thank you for your unconditional love. I thank you for transition, Lord. And I do thank you for pain. Pain is never easy, but it's necessary for our growth. I thank you for everything that you brought me through. I thank you for everything, all the pain I went through. I thank you because that was my molding period. That was my refurnishing period. As piece silver and, excuse me, as gold is going through, is through that heat, is being refined. As that diamond is being formed, is going through pressure. But I thank you, Lord, because if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be the person today. I thank you for the times I fell and the times I've gotten back up. I just thank you for not just me, but for all those who are listening tonight, all those who are going to be participating tonight, whether it's live or whether it's on the replay. I just thank you. And I ask you that you touch everyone, each one of their families right now, and those who are connected, family, friends, and enemies, because it is our enemies that makes us stronger through our faith with you. And as I look forward tonight, Lord, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous because I'm by myself tonight, but I know I got you. I know that you got me, and I got you. So I ask that you send your angels out and make the crooked pathway straight. I thank you that as we deliver this tonight and those who will be participating, whether it's some has already started, I just thank you for your love, for your peace, and for those this is intended to watch. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. So with that being said, thank you again for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. Now, you all know I'm usually going through transition. This is one of them times now because I'm starting to use my laptop, which is very interesting. It's much better than tonight than it is last night. I've learned preparation will always get you in a better position. And with that being said, pain. You know, how many of us have endured some type of pain? you know, I don't know any pain. Well, I'm not going to say no pain is not a good pain. I would say labor pain. When I had my youngest, when I had my oldest son, I went through 12 hours and 45 minutes, to be exact, of labor. When I was asking for medication, I originally wanted to do natural childbirth because I wanted that experience. I was a new mother. I was scared. I didn't know what was going to go on. And, you know, when those contractions hit 5:45 in the morning and, you know, there was no false one this time. It was becoming consistent. And I've never seen my ex-husband drive so fast in my life. I think he got from Cary, North Carolina to Raleigh, North Carolina in about 10 minutes flat. But throughout all that, you know, we prepared ourselves so when the labor pain came, you know, we would be ready and I will find that. Now, listen, I will say this. Let me sidebar. That, you know, breathe, no, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. It didn't work for me. But what did work for me is I had my mind focused on something. He would let me know when the contractions were getting ready to start, and I would prepare myself. And how I did that is I find something to focus on. And when I saw or felt the pain coming, I would focus on that, and it got me through. By the time I was asking for medication, they said, Mrs. Kirkendall, we can't give you any medication right now because you're 8 centimeters dilated. And at that time, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to hear that, so I just blamed my ex-husband at the time. But in the end, I was like, you know what? We can't get out of this. This is what I'm gonna say. We can't get out of this, and we gotta work this out. So what did I do? I knew that pain was coming. I knew it was inevitable. I was scared, and I was like, you know what? Well, let's do this. There's no need to trip or whatever. I think what got me a little distracted was I was another lady who was like having a hard time during her labor, and she was just whining and crying. And I was like, you know, listen, you know what was up. You know, I yelled, like, just shut the door. I don't want to hear it anymore. But lo and behold, after 12 hours and 45 minutes, I had a beautiful, beautiful 7-pound baby. And you know what was interesting is after all the pain I went through for the 12 hours and 45 minutes, when I had my son, the one that's right here on this side, rather, when I had my son, when I looked at him, I didn't care about I didn't even think about the 12 hours or 45 minutes because I knew what the pain produced in the end. I saw the tangible evidence of what the pain produced in the end. And that, my dear, was beautiful for me. And I tell people, if you've never had the experience of childbirth, I pray that you have that experience because it's an interesting one. From the moment I got pregnant and couldn't keep anything down, I was losing weight versus gaining weight. And but all of that, when I think of it now, my son will be 28 in July. And When I think about it, I was like, I would do it all over again. Natural childbirth and everything because of what it produced, my beautiful son. And I don't care how old my child gets, he is still my baby. You know, he's just a grown man now. And with that being said, it brings me to what we're talking about tonight. You know, I went online about the definition of pain. What is pain? According to Google, you all know Google is my best friend, there's a couple of definitions they have for pain. One of them is physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. And then the second definition, it says careful effort, great care, or trouble. That's the noun. The verb one on this is cause mental or physical pain too. There are so many definitions of pain: physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, physical. I think I already said that. There's so many different types of pain. And let's face it, it don't feel good. It just don't feel good. I don't know about anyone. And like I said, I can't see your comments, so I do apologize for that. So we just have to roll with this. But if you do want to message me, you can DM me on this page, or you can shoot me, or you could actually log into the show tonight. You can log into the radio show because it is live on Blog Talk Radio. And all you have to do is click on the link, and it'll take you directly to the show. And if you want to say something, you know, just it'll tell me that you're there, and it'll raise your hand, raise the hand, and I can put you on. But until that time, we're just going to roll with this. When I was preparing for the subject tonight, normally I usually have a guest. That's usually how it works. And I'm sorry, I'm sweating like swine. I may have to get up and turn on the fan. When I was preparing for the show, or preparing the guest for this evening, it's just interesting how things work, because originally it started in May. I wasn't supposed to do a show the end of May because I was taking that time off, but I did. It was already out there, and I was not going backwards. We're going to have it done. So tonight, when I was preparing for this week, I was like, well, Lord, just direct me where you want me to go, because the rest of the month and next month is scheduled. For the past, I would say, few days, I've been tested. I mean, really tested. And I should have known. Good things are coming. I got two sponsors. I did an anthology book, a devotional book, devotional, and getting ready to do another one. So life was going good. And then, you know, I should have known, the calm before the storm. And it's Shalonda, if you're on tonight, that's, I thought about you. The calm before the storm, and next thing I know, every area of my life started being attacked. Pain here, pain there, pain from yesteryears coming back and revisit. You know, it's something. I'm actually going through it now. And I think I have a tendency of playing YouTube when I'm either doing like meditation music, or if I looking at T.D. Jakes or Pastor Mike or Keon Henderson, those are the things I like to saturate when I'm sleeping, because I know it goes in my mental when you're in that REM of sleep. And Pastor Mike was the one I saw Saturday morning before the book club. And he's doing a series actually called Ouch. And in it, he talks about the different types of pain. Thought that was very interesting, being that I'm going through some stuff right now. And he said about five different types for this particular series. I think it's a five-part series, so I can't wait to dive into the other ones. But the one that I saw on Saturday morning was so interesting. And the question that he states, and it's what I'm going to put out to you, will pain be your prison, or will it be your passage? Thought about that. That's interesting. How many of you, and I'll put myself out there, have been in prison of pain that's gone on in your life? I have. I know I have. We do a book club called Women Empowerment Book Club. Now, I'm partnered with the Prayer Walk Ministry on it. And our second book that we did was a book called Addicted to Pain by Rainey Howard. When I tell people, pain can be an addiction, and it really can be one. And I'm a addict myself, or a recovering addict, I'll say that. But it really can. And there are different types of pain. And I got this from this sermon from Pastor Mike, and I can't help but to talk about it. And he gave five different types of pain. And Maybe you can relate to one of them, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, or maybe all. But when we think about pain and we think about the definition that I provided, you know, it's just one of those things that if, as long as you live in, you're going to experience. You're going to experience pain in your life. How we deal with it is another thing on how we deal with it. And we're going to talk about some of those things. But I want to start again. Has pain served as your prisoner? Have you served as a prisoner to pain? Or has pain served as a passage to you? So let's kind of dive into that. So forgive me if I'm going across the board, but there's just so much to talk about. And there may be a part two to this. Our ABA definition of pain, you know, the prisoner, childhood sexual molestation, rape, domestic violence, abuse, mentally, physically, spiritually, PTSD, all factors of something that can cause pain, betrayal, disappointment. And sometimes self-affliction. Can you relate? Or is it just me? Regardless of what the vice is, sometimes we can become that prisoner. Oh, we become a prisoner of it. And then we run into this thing we call unforgiveness. And unforgiveness can put you in a jail cell that's so deep and fortified, you'll be surprised. And once it gets planted and those roots start to spread throughout your life and throughout your body, and you're thinking all is good, and you later find out, and it's not good at all. Now, as I am going through this and I see people that are chiming in, and I thank you for chiming in, I'm going to just kind of drop in and out as we do that. So I do have someone on the line. I'm not sure if you're wanting to speak. And if so, this is thank you for tuning in. And who, what city and state are you calling from? All righty, not a problem. So I'm going to keep moving. So if you want to come back on, you just didn't hear me, just shoot me a text if it's who I think it is. Going back to what I was saying, it can all lead to a prison, basically. And it's one thing to be in prison on the outside and physical changes, but when you are imprisoned here, that is probably the worst prison you could be in, at least for me. I've never been incarcerated, but I do know that it serves as one of the worst prisons because we find ourselves being in prison for our pain. Honestly, let's think about it. Those are traumatic experiences that have happened in our lives. And as a result, you think about regret, you think about anger, you think about getting back, you want revenge because you want everyone and anyone to pay for what has been done to you. Now, I know I'm not the only one who's going through that or have gone through it. So I'm looking forward to seeing the comments when I can see the comments because this right here is something for me. It took years, and I'm 51. And as I've gotten older, I just see more and more of myself, you know, as in with unforgiveness. I would say that is the biggest thing, you know, that will cause us so much pain. And sometimes we think that, you know, we get to a point where we don't want to forgive, and we get comfortable with not forgiving. And as a result, it leads to other things. And with that being said, I mean, is it really worth you know, going through. And when I looked at it, hindsight 2020, if I would have just engaged years ago, I probably would have saved some wrinkles and saved some rings around my eyes. I would have done all of that. I have someone who's on the line. I'm not sure if you want to share. This is Fachina, and thank you for joining in, tuning in to Chronicles, giving your city and state.
Hey, Fachina, this is Tressie Dillon. I live in Charleston, but originally from Jersey City.
Yes,
well, it's not
Jersey.
Popping up on Facebook, but that's okay.
It's not popping up on Facebook?
No.
You know what? I don't see it live. You're absolutely right. I don't see it. But you know what? We're going to keep it moving. I'm thinking that it's here, but it's not. Okay, but thank you for letting me know that, because I didn't know that. That'll tell me why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll explain why, but I thank you for tuning in on it, because this is a very matter that I don't know what you've heard of it, but what is your experience? What would you say is your experience with pain?
So the purpose of the pain is we got to always bring it back to God. When you are experiencing pain, he's opening you up to your faith. How much faith are you going to have going through this pain? I mean, it could be, trust me, it could be something that is just driving you out of your mind, but we got to remember that. We got to put that faith in there. Trust and believe in God. He is going to bring you through. And when I go through something, I have to lean on him. I really do, because y'all know that saying, he's not going to put you through this, you know, if it wasn't meant to be. You have to know how to handle that pain and trust him. So God comes first in all of any situation. He should be coming first, and he wants us to lean to him to get us through that pain, no matter how bad it is. Yes, it hurts. Trust me, I know it hurts, but, you know, he puts no more on us than we can bear. We just have to trust his process.
You mean we got to trust it even when we're going through a whole bunch of Hades? We still got to trust him?
Yeah, you got to trust God and give it over to God. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah. Trust me, it hurts. I mean, rape and stuff, that's a different story. You still got to trust God in that process, too. Yes, it hurts, because something like that could drive a person crazy.
Yeah,
but
cuckoo for cocoa.
Yes, but we got to remember, and I know I'm probably, it's not out of line, but it's just, you know, hearing other people's issues and, you know, I got to say, did you count on God? Did you call on him? It hurts. It does, you know. So I know everybody's not going to agree with me, and that's okay. But we got to bring it back to him on this. You know, Jesus went through so much. And he didn't tell that this wasn't supposed to happen to you, but it did. But he wants you to cast all his cares on him. So that's it's a learning process. So nobody's going to get it overnight. You know, it's something you got to go through it, and then you got to put in your faith. Your faith is very important. And he'll get you through it. I mean, you know, counseling helps, of course. God is definitely our counselor. He's there when we don't even know that he's there.
I appreciate what you're saying. I get it. You know, you talk about your process, and you talk about how did you process through your pain?
Oh, trust me, I cried. You know, I asked God, why is this happening to me? And I always get this voice in my head. It says, why not you? With me, I know God wants me to depend on him more. You know, I'm going through this, you know, my voice, this cough, and I just got to trust God because, I mean, it ain't killing me. There's no cancer. Right. Thank God for that, you know. But I'm depending on him to get me through that, you know. So it's a process. Trust me, I have stressed out about this. It did. It almost drove me crazy. But I had to remember who God was.
What was the but? You said, I have to remember, but I have to remember who God is. What was that turning point that made you realize, you know, when you're asking the why me, you know, and when he comes back with you and say, why not you? So what turned around for you when this happened for you?
What turned around for me is that I started opening up the Bible more. I started not focusing on what, you know, my body changes was going through. Of course, I went to the doctors, you know. I've been dealing with these allergies and this cough for a long time, but I have my nerves and my vocals, they're very sensitive. So different smells, it'll trigger off my cough. But I also have two nodules on my vocals, one on the right, one on the left. They can dissipate. So I went to a speech therapist who has showed me some exercises to do. And the nodules are going down. It's the nerve that's very sensitive still. So I just got to depend on God and read his word and let him carry me through this because I can't do it on my own. I can't. I can't. It is hard. Trust me, it's hard. I know anything that somebody is going through is hard. But when God gets you to that point, you know, the devil's busy, but that's all right. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. But you just got to depend on God. Just you really do. He's there. He may not come when you want him to, but trust me, when he knows, believe in him, he is going to break you out of all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
So my process is slowly but surely, but it's coming through.
Yes, ma'am. And look at you now. I mean, I can just, you know, I'm just saying for you, you know, from when I first met you, you know, starting off with the Women's Empowerment Group. And, you know, I knew you were always there and you would be present. But when I see where you were then and where you are now.
You know, things are hard to talk about. But, you know, when you have a group of people that go through some things and they can come together. And, you know, help with your healing. We're healing each other.
Exactly.
You know, we together and do that. I mean, I couldn't help but to trust the process. You know, if God had told me to move away, then I would have moved away, but he hasn't told me that. So I have to trust this process that he's bringing me through, and it is truly an awesome process because I have met some wonderful and beautiful women. Women of God, you know, we for his word, you know, we hunger for him.
Exactly. You know, I think I'm live now. I'm still learning this thing. I really am. But for those who are just tuning in, My name is Patina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. Now, I'm learning how to use this laptop thing, you all. I'm still learning how to use Facebook when it comes to this business page. But for those who will catch it in the replay, I thank you. For those who will be tuning in later, I thank you. And those who are tuning in now, I thank you. And our subject tonight is there is a purpose for our pain. And we were talking, in general about what pain serve as, and you gave the dictionary definition of pain, and pain could be a noun and it could be a verb. And I have the pleasure of having one of my beautiful sisters on the line with me from Jersey City, from Jersey, New Jersey. I gave the analogy of when I had my son, you know, that pain that I went through, that labor pain. And trust me, I'm sure you can relate to this. I'm not sure, you know, that pain you went through, but after you, oh, yes.
I had a C-section.
You had to heal from that C-section, though.
I was sick with my second child. I was sick as a I was sick
really?
As a dog with my child. What? Yes. Developed that I had a thyroid issue. The only thing she wanted to eat was cheese and milk. And, I mean, I would bring up everything I was eating. I was like, look, little girl, I'm going to eat some food. And she didn't
it. Well, I was like that, too. Mm-hmm. I was like that, too. With my oldest son, I couldn't even keep anything down. I couldn't even keep mashed potatoes down. I would get sick. I would literally get sick. But after that 7th month, it was like 50 pounds easily. And my ex-husband gained the weight, too, so I was going through myself. And I was mentioning earlier, you know, using having a child as an example. I went through the sickness. I went through the whatever. And then when it was time for me to have my child, 12 hours and 45 minutes, natural childbirth. By the time I was asking for medication, I was 8 centimeters. And they was like, Ms. Kirkendall, I'm sorry, you can't get it. You know, it's 8 centimeters. But after I gave birth to my son, it didn't matter what the pain was because there was a purpose for my pain. I went through the pain because I had to go through. I had to birth it out. After I had my son, then the purpose revealed itself. And nothing, T.D. Jakes says, anything you get in life is birthed through pain. You got to go through the pain in order to get it. And I was listening to Pastor Mike, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to get to these points, but I was listening to Pastor Mike, and he asked the question of, does your pain serve as your prisoner or your passage? And I think I need to unpack that for a little bit. Your prisoner, are you going to stay captive to your pain, or are you going to use it as your passage, like your passage to the next level of your life? We all are guilty of it, of holding on to pain. I was saying before you came on, the unforgiveness. You know, we have a tendency of holding on to unforgiveness because it becomes comfortable for us. It becomes comfortable us not to forgive because for me, I felt like I was doing something. I'm not going to forgive you, blah, 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 blah. And I thought I had some type of control or power, but I was just killing myself. It was like you're drinking poison and hoping someone else will die. And it wasn't until God, you know, allowed me to come in, well, he stepped in, and I had to start unpacking it. I had to start letting it go. And I was just sharing that, you know, one of the books that we read was Addicted to Pain, and pain can definitely be an addiction. I know it was for me because at some point I got comfortable. I wasn't comfortable unless I was experiencing some type of pain, even if it meant self-inflicting it on myself. Mm. And I was stuck. When I think about it now, and where I am now, I'm like, man, all I had to do was forgive and work on the forgiveness part. Man. But then sometimes you think you forgive, and then something triggers you up, and you realize, oh, maybe I haven't forgiven as much as I thought I was forgiven. So pain could be something. And no, it's not comfortable to go through, but it is necessary for growth. But as a result of pain, going through the suffering, going through the why me, why me, why me. I was also listening to Dr. Dale Bonner. I just love him. And he said, instead of asking why me, ask what are you trying to teach me, Lord? That hit hard for me. I was like, I didn't think about doing it in that perspective. What are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to teach me? And as we go through this thing called life, pain is inevitable. Everybody's going to get it. The question is, will it become your prison or will it be used as your passage, meaning going to your next level of life? What is your choice? What do you plan on doing with it? And before I proceed, I do have to mention my sponsors. I'll go back to that in just a second. What are you going to do with your life? Will you stay as a victim? Would you stay as a prisoner? And as just remember that the worst prison that you could be in is the prison of your mind. That is the worst prison you can live in or be in. And most of the time, so like God, when you ask God to forgive, he forgives. But we have a tendency of keeping ourselves. And I guess I always say that, you know, I guess God ain't moving fast enough, so I want to take the lead. But he don't need any help. He got this. He got this. So I ask the question again, will pain be your prison or will it be your passage? So we talked about the prison part. We did. I do want to mention the five types of pain that that Pastor Mike mentioned. One, genetic pain. And this is the pain that is inherited. You know how people say, my daddy did it, my mama did it, and now I'm doing it. It's almost like a generational pattern, or some people know it as generational curse. And then two is grudge pain, and it's the pain that I can't let go, or you stick to the moment, like you still live in the moment. Like something happened 10 years ago, and something happens, and you're living in that same moment that happened 10 years ago. So first we got genetic pain, and then we got grudge pain, and then number three was group pain, and that's the pain that you get when other people start influencing your decisions. Well, you know, I heard blah, 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 blah. You know, she comes from this type of family or blah, 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 blah. And sometimes we go through that pain because we don't take the time to find out about things and people ourselves because we're going based on, and our family is number one for stuff like that. Well, you don't know, you don't want to mess with that person because he comes from that type of family and blah, 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 blah. You don't know what the situation is. And come to find out, that person didn't even like that because, you know, you're judging them based on what someone else did, and it's not cool. But I know being a victim of that, I can definitely understand people judging me and not even getting to know me. So genetics, grudge, group. And the next one is called the giant pain. And the giant pain is the pain that transforms us. Let's see what she said on this one. Oh, it transforms us. So you have your Davis and your Goliath. You know, the pain that transfer from when you're, like, he used the example of the children of Israel. You know, between you and breathing, I got to go back to that one, y'all. I'm sorry, because I want to make sure I say that one right. Okay, and the last one is Oh, here it is. All right, so it's the growing pain. That was kind of interesting, too. And that's the one for when we have that pain, when we have that need for expansion. Sometimes we don't want to grow. We kind of stay stuck because, one, we don't think that we fit in. We think that, you know, whatever people say about us, you know, is true, and I'm guilty of that. I am very, very guilty of that. So throughout all those pains in our lives, we have to remember who we are and whose we are to get through. Either we're going to stay stuck or we're going to grow, and that's really the bottom line. But now that I've mentioned about that pain, I'm going to get back to that giant pain. I don't know why am I getting this one, but I got to remember what it said, and I forgot it, and I do apologize for that, but I will come back to that next week on that. I promise you that. But throughout it all, when we think about pain and we think about the transition that we go through when it comes to pain, you know, either we're going to stay stuck or we're going to move forward. And finally, finally, after maybe 40 years, I finally had to let the pain go, because pain will affect you in so many ways, mentally, physically, socially, emotionally. It will affect you in many ways. And whereas you think that you're covering up, you're only making it worse. It's like putting a Band-Aid on something that needs stitches. You can't do it. You are going to have to make a choice. I want to say it was after my first or second heart attack. I was reading a book by a pastor from Berean Church in Stone Mountain. He had a book. And one of the things talked about was us holding ourselves in bondage and the pain that we carry. And when you think about it, when we carry these pains and we carry these grudges, the only person we're hurting is ourselves, because they're not thinking about us, y'all. They are not thinking about us whatsoever. I had to get to a point. I had a child that was depending on me. When God gave me my son, Chase, he gave me for a reason, because he was sent to save my life. But I knew at some point, going back and forth to a hospital with diabetes, going back to the hospital with the Evans syndrome, and now we're talking heart attack, I had to make a decision. I decided it was time to let, well, actually God decided. And I had to say, okay, it's time to let it go. And when I did that, it felt like an elephant off my chest. When I, now I'm talking, I'm not talking about, okay, I'm going to let it go. I mean, truly, like, go deep down inside and pray about it and let it go. And how did I do that? I didn't think I could, and part of me didn't want to at first until my health started being affected. And I realized that if I leave here, my son not only has, he will have lost both his parents, because at that time he had decided, yeah, our engagement was not going to work, and he decided to do, you know, take other measures of being happy. And I knew that it was just me that my son was depending on, and I have to be here to raise him. And so I started unpacking it. And you know what I started doing? I started praying for him. At first, it was interesting to pray for him. But the more I kept doing it, or more the enemy tries to plant something like, you remember when he did, you know what, I pray for him. I pray for his success. I pray for his family. I pray for everything. And just, and I started doing it with everything and everyone who offended me in my life. It got to a point now, I remember having a conversation with my son's, my young son's father. And by this time, he was already married. You know, that, you know, God sent him across the world to get married, whatever the case may be. But I said, I noticed that you don't mention her when you're talking to Chase. If you decide to introduce her, let me know so I can prepare him. And totally different story, because, you know, they're no longer married. That's the best thing I could say about that. My response to him is what shocked me. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to pray for you and your wife. And I meant it. But I think I was taken back. Like, did I just say I'm going to pray for this man after everything that I went through? What? I couldn't believe I said it, but it rolled off my tongue like it was like silk. It was smooth as I, and I meant it. And to this day, I still mean it. Now, his situation has changed again. But my point is the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness will take you out of that prison of pain. It really will take you out of the prison of pain. And you have to be mindful, because if you get caught up too much, you'll end up losing yourself and don't even realize that you've lost yourself. So my advice, I'm not going to say advice, I can just tell you my story. I can only tell you my testimony. And I'm looking forward to seeing the others when I get a chance to look at some of the comments that you all have before the show started. I had someone to give me a comment on this, and I can't wait to share it if I can find it, that I actually shared a comment on it. Now I'm trying to see which account that I sent it to. With that being said, has pain become your prisoner, or has it become your passage? For me, I've chosen to be a passage. And I did get a response from Miss Melissa Daggett. She said, I believe pain activates your purpose to get you to your destiny. We were predestined with purpose as people. We will never understand or know our purpose if we don't experience our pain. And if we never experience the purpose of our pain, how are we going to appreciate our destiny? Whew, that was a good one there, right there. Yes. If we don't go through, from my personal experience, with all that I have gone through from childhood to adulthood, if I had not have gone through it, I wouldn't be the woman that I am now. Am I perfect? Far from it. Do I still? Yes, I sure do. But I wouldn't be the woman that I am now had I not gone through pain. Pain is nothing perfect. It doesn't feel good at times, but it is definitely necessary for our growth. And we have to go through it. And as I was talking to the members of the book club, I went through a situation where I lost control and I fell. I can't even begin to tell you how I feel about that, because when I allow something or someone take me out of my character, it does something to me, and I don't like it. But what I've learned is I can weep and wallow, or I can pick myself up, dust myself off, ask for forgiveness, and handle my business and keep moving forward. But that's a test I'm going to come back to. That's going to be a test I'm going to come back to. And I'm just saying, I don't want to go through the test again, but I got to do it. But my point is, I want to pass the test. And now that I know, I can be prepared for the next one that will come. Because the next one's going to come, it's going to be deeper, and it's going to be bigger. But one thing I've learned from this experience of pain is that God is getting ready to burst something out of me, and I got to get lined up. And I'm saying this to tell you all, if you're going through some type of pain, there's a purpose for your pain. So don't ask why me. Ask what would you like for me to learn from this. And also remember something that Sister Tressie said is, why not me? And that's something I say all the time. That's something that God came to me with. Why not you? Why not you? Everything that I've endured, whether it's been voluntarily or self-inflicted, it all served a purpose, as is this, my situation that I'm going through now. Because the enemy will use everything and everyone to get you, because he can't kill you, but he will distract you. Let me say that again. He can't kill you, but he will distract you from your destiny. Will pain be your prisoner, or will it be your passage? You have to choose that. You have to choose if it's, what is it going to be for you? Is it going to be your prisoner, or is it going to be your passage? And what I mean by passage is like the passage of life, going to the next level. Ms. Tressie, I still got you on. I took you off, but I got you back on. So I'll ask you, and thank you for coming on, by the way. I'll ask you, will pain be your prisoner, or will it be your passage to the next level?
It's my passage, because I'm not going to allow this to take me out. I'm not. I mean, even dealing with, I mean, I talked to you about my sister, my baby sister. I speak to the family.
I want you to know you're still alive, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know, he doesn't speak to us, but we still include her.
yeah.
Text messages that we send. You know, we let her know we love her. But, you know, it's a purpose for a lot of things that my family is going through. And God knows all about it. He knows about all of us, you know. You know that saying, God knows all and sees. He knows it and he sees it. So we just got to continue to pray. This is a purpose for me with these issues that I go through. I know that for a fact. And I'm not giving up on it. I'm not going to let it follow me down or, you know, cry anymore about it. I'm just going to be about it and handle it like how God wants me to. I got to give him all of this, you know, all of this. That's not going to happen. I'm going to sing again. So he could forget that. You know, whether it be here on earth in heaven, I'm going to sing again. But I'm dealing with it. And I'm just being still. Because I could say, God, come on now. You know, you got all power. You know, fix it now. You know, say that. But it's in time. And we just have to remember that, you know, it's in God's time and not our time. So there's a purpose for me, and I'm going to keep my faith and know that healing is in me. It's in me. And he will heal me.
Yes, he will. And I'm looking forward to hearing you sing, sister. I want you to know that I can't wait. I'm looking forward, because you know what? It's going to be better. You're going to be better than you into the situation.
You know, I could blame my sister for this, but I'm not. She said, you either use it or lose it. I mean, I was always having issues with my throat, you know, when I was singing anyway. So this, you know, and I was singing God praises. So, you know, the devil don't like that.
No, think about, you remember Donnie McClurkin, right?
Yeah,
he had issues with his vocals and stuff. You see, he's still singing.
I gotta go through it, you know. That's all it's about.
And you're gonna come out refined and polished, honey, and you're gonna be better than you're going to be better than what you need. And I will tell you this, it's just a matter, it's like you said, it's not our timing, but it's his timing. It's not our timing, but it's his timing. So all I'm going to say to my to those who are listening, I want to thank you for tuning in. I thank you for being patient with me as I'm learning this. I'm just getting better now. I'm actually live. I've been live for the past 26 minutes, so most people don't have to catch the replay. But I thank you all for your patience as I'm going through the transition. I'm coming close to the end of our third year doing Chronicles. We get ready to get into our fourth year, August 11th, 2022. All I can say is if it wasn't for God's grace and his mercy, I have some people that support me. I mean, I have people support me. They ain't going to get on the air. You know, they will, but they won't. One in particular that's listening right now. But I just appreciate the support that I have. Ms. Tressie, you being girl, I just appreciate you more than you will ever know. I do. And I, you know, my prayer is when your situation, you're going to come out better than what you went in. And I know that.
I appreciate
God is going to be using you for he is getting ready to set you up because he got
yeah,
so he's going to need to be
yeah,
focused
for
the
me up. He really is.
He is setting you up because he got you, he's getting you prepared
yeah,
and
is.
Ready
got
for the next
more.
Level. For the next level. And I love the fact that how you've taken the pain and put it into your passion, I mean, putting it into your purpose. Which reminds me, I didn't even give you the definition of purpose. Purpose is defined as it's a noun and a verb. The reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists, and that's the noun. And then the verb of it is to have as one intention or objective. And either way, all I can see is what he's getting ready to use you for. And it's going to be powerful. I promise you it's going to be powerful. And I leave everyone with that same question tonight. And if you can, if you want to watch the replay, if you can answer it, you know, if you want to participate, will pain serve as your prisoner, create, or set up your passage? That's something to really think about. We're living in a time now, we just don't have that type of time anymore. We don't have that type of time to hold on to pain. We don't have that type of time to be holding on to no grudges. Because people are leaving this earth left and right. I remember growing up as a kid, you always knew it was the older generation. Now we got babies that's leaving out of here with, you know, all these mass killings with the war going on. You know, families fighting family, you know. Then don't let someone die because all Hades breaks loose with them because death just brings out the ugliness in people for some reason. And some people don't even reconcile before there is a death. And I ask you that question, will you continue to hold on to death? There's no need to do that because when it's all said and done, it doesn't matter who or what was done to you. It's how you respond to it is what you're held accountable for. And that's what I'm learning about myself, holding myself accountable for things that's going on. I love this topic. It's very near and dear to me. I would like to come and come back and revisit this topic. But, of course, you all heard my timer and my countdown. I'm looking forward to the month of July. I have some beautiful guests that's coming on. Just heads up, Juneteenth weekend, I will not be live on the air. There will be a pre-recorded show. That is Juneteenth and Father's Day weekend. I will not be on the air. So I thank you all for tuning in. And Ms. Tressie, I love you to life. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch. So I just want to encourage you all. Do let your pain be your passage and not your prisoner. It's not worth it. Life is too short. It's just too short. And as we go on with this life, we're going to move on whether we want to or not. My name is Bettina Kirkenau. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.